Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us today. Our lesson is called New Kid on the Block. We're going to be learning about how one person or a family adjusted to a new school. Well, sometimes when you're at school, sometimes new people come into the school. Maybe it's a new year or maybe even halfway through the year and someone new is in your class. Has that ever happened to you? If so, how did you react to that new person? Carolyn, has this ever happened to you?
Well, it did happen a few times. I went to a very small school and everyone knew each other and knew each other's families. So it was very interesting each time we had a new student arrive because everyone was very curious to know, oh, why are you here? Why did your family move to this town?
I agree, actually. I went to a small school and I know that feeling. Why are you here? And I wanted to get to know some new people as well. Actually, my friend Joey and I became pretty good friends. He was new in seventh grade and we started a conversation and became good friends. So you never know what might happen when someone new comes to your school. Be nice. Now it's time for us to get started with our first reading of the day.
New Kid on the Block. Life in an American Junior High School. As the new kid on the block, my daughter Irene needs to deal with and overcome several difficulties. Fortunately, there are detailed instructions for parents and students who move to our area. From enrollment to the academic program, we followed them step by step. My daughter graduated from grade school in Type A, so she is entering the seventh grade. Each semester, the school holds an orientation for transfer students like her and new sixth graders.
Hello, listeners. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Today, we're rejoining our studio classroom friend, Pauline Lin, for a glimpse into life in America. Her family's story of moving and adjusting to a new culture. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Academic. Academic is an adjective. George and Susan are proud of their son's academic success. Transfer student. Transfer student is a noun. My class has a new transfer student from Germany. Self-discipline. Self-discipline is a noun. It takes a lot of self-discipline to become great at anything. Bulletin board. Bulletin board is a noun. The club posted the dates of its meetings on the bulletin board. Your more information words are enrollment. Enrollment is a noun. Orientation. Orientation is a noun. Do you think it is hard moving to a new and unfamiliar place? Think about that as we begin.
Today we're talking about an article written by Pauline Lin. And we see a nice little sidebar here. Our Life in America series is written by Pauline Lin, former TV program director of Studio Classroom. She moved to the States in July 2011 with her family. This series is written to teach about how one Chinese family adjusted to different aspects of life in America. And today we're talking about life in an American junior high school.
That's right. That is one of the aspects you might need to adjust to. So our lesson is called New Kid on the Block. Well, before we get started with our text, let's take a look at that phrase and what it means. The new kid on the block. Carolyn, what is that?
Well, if you are the new kid on the block, then you are new to the area. The block is usually the area surrounding your house or your school for one street. We say go one block, go two blocks. If you are the new kid on the block, then you are new to that area.
That's right. So let's get started here. The first sentence is, as the new kid on the block, my daughter Irene needs to deal with and overcome several difficulties. It's true, if you're somewhere new, there are probably some difficulties you need to confront or face.
That's right, but we see that fortunately, there are detailed instructions for parents and students who move to our area. So even though it's difficult to move somewhere new, they have detailed instructions. It's very clear what they need to do as a new family and as Irene is a new student in this school.
Sometimes it's easy to be worried about something, and then you hear some good news. And so you can say, fortunately, and then share the good news. So fortunately, there are some good instructions. Well, let's continue. From enrollment to the academic program, we followed them step by step. They followed these instructions step by step. But first, let's take a look at that word enrollment. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, if you enroll in something, then you sign up for it. So when you are new to a school, you need to enroll in classes and enroll in the school so that you are on their student list. So from enrollment to the academic program. And academic is one of the words from our word bank today. Academic just means that it is about your education. It has something to do with what you are learning or studying.
That's right. Sometimes you can even add an S on the end of this word to talk about the academics, your academics. Well, we have something else here in this sentence, step by step. Okay, so we followed these instructions step by step. And let's talk about that phrase. If you do something step by step, that means you do it one thing at a time. Not everything at once, but just one step at a time.
That's right. So it sounds like this was probably a very long process, but because there were instructions that were very clear and detailed, it wasn't too difficult. They were very clear in which steps they needed to take first, and then what you do next.
And sometimes you might do something step by step online as well. If you need to complete something online, there are steps you can complete. You can go step by step. Well, we continue with this story. My daughter graduated from grade school in Taipei, so she is entering the seventh grade. Interesting. Well, this is a completely different environment then, right?
Yes. So she finished elementary school or grade school, so her first 6 years in Taipei, but now she is going into seventh grade. She's going into junior high school in the United States.
That's right. Well, we continue. Each semester, the school holds an orientation for transfer students like her and new sixth graders. Interesting. So she is going into seventh grade, but she's going to be transferring and there's an orientation for new sixth graders. You might be confused here, but in the American school system, elementary school ends after fifth grade. And so when you enter sixth grade, that's actually junior high school.
That's right. And we see that she is going to this orientation or an introduction to tell her more about the school and help her become familiar with it. But she is a transfer student. And that's another word from our word bank. If you are a transfer student, then you were at one school, but then you change schools and go to another one.
That's right. And this can happen at any age, at any level of education. Maybe not just in elementary school or grade school. At my university, every year or every semester even, there were transfer students. People who started out at another university, but they came to my university. Transfer students.
That's right. So, have you ever been a transfer student? It's a very interesting experience, and here we're learning about Pauline's daughter, Irene, and how she adjusted to her new life at this school. Well, right now, it's time for us to learn something more with Michelle in the Language Lab. 嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 enrollment 这个名词。 en 这个字首有使如何如何的意思， roll 是指名单或名册，所以 enrollment 是指注册或入学。例如 enrollment for this semester is already closed， 本学期已经没有办法再注册了。它的动词是去掉字尾的 ment， enroll 意思是指使入学或者是注册。例如 Mandy tried to enroll her daughter in a private school， Mandy 试着让女儿进入私立学校就读。继续我们来看的是 academic 这个形容词。 academic 是指学业的，例如 Alice's academic performance at school is outstanding， Alice 在学校的学业表现非常突出。Academic 也指成绩优异的，例如 Hank is bright but not very academic， Hank 很聪明但是成绩不是很好。它的名词是 Academy， A-C-A-D-E-M-Y， 意思是学院，例如 A police academy， 警察学院。
We're talking about the new kid on the block today. If you move to a new place, especially a new culture, you might have to adjust to a few things. And especially if you're a student, you will have to adjust to a new school. You will be the new kid on the block. And so we're learning about Pauline Lin's daughter, Irene, as she adjusted, as she was the new kid on the block at this school. Well, let's continue learning right now.
New kid on the block. We thought that would be the perfect time for us to learn more about the school. However, parents aren't allowed. The school expects middle schoolers to be independent and have self-discipline. So my brave daughter went with two new friends from church. The activities included getting to know your campus, finding your classrooms, and learning how to read the bulletin board. In the classroom, the students played bingo in small groups to learn more about each other.
Well, let's begin at the beginning of this section, shall we? We thought that would be the perfect time for us to learn more about the school. So, that is a great time. Orientation is when the students, especially the new students, are learning about something so the parents can get involved as well.
That's true, usually, but we see, however, parents aren't allowed. So, parents were not allowed to go to this orientation. Not at all.
Whoa, parents aren't allowed. Nope. Well, you might see that phrase written somewhere. Something is not allowed. Maybe you walk into a restaurant and you want to take your dog in too. But then you see a sign that says, no dogs allowed. Then you can't take your dog inside that restaurant. So think about that and observe whenever you go somewhere, is there a sign that says no something allowed?
Well, we see why they weren't allowed to have parents at the orientation. The school expects middle schoolers to be independent and have self-discipline.
Well, self-discipline is a great thing. And if you are a middle schooler or any kind of student, you want to be independent and have self-discipline. So let's talk about that word there. It is self-discipline. And if you have self-discipline, that means you can kind of control your life. But it's a little bit different from self-control, right, Carolyn?
That's right. So this is being able to decide what you should be doing and then do it without anyone having to tell you what to do. So here they think that middle schoolers should have self-discipline, so they shouldn't need their parents there to make sure that they are behaving or that they are doing what they ought to be doing, but they can do it themselves.
That's right. So independence and self-discipline. Well, Carolyn, you are a vegan, right? You like to eat only vegetables. Does it take self-discipline to do that?
It does take a lot of self-discipline when you are trying to control the things that you eat. And being vegan or someone who does not eat any animal products at all is very difficult and it takes a lot of self-discipline.
Well, I respect you for that. Carolyn does have self-discipline. And friends, if you like to exercise every day, that also takes self-discipline. To tell yourself you need to do something, even though it might be a little bit painful or uncomfortable, but you know it's good for you. Self-discipline. So how does this story continue?
Well, so my brave daughter went with two new friends from church. So it sounds like her daughter has already made some friends at church, and they were able to go to this orientation together.
Well, it's always nice to do something with some other people. If you're going to something new, sometimes it's uncomfortable to go alone. Has that ever happened to you, Carolyn? Or do you usually go with friends?
Well, I prefer to go places with friends because if it's just me by myself, I might feel a little bit uncomfortable. But if I have one or two other people with me, I feel much more confident in what I'm doing.
All right, so it can be something nice to go with friends. And Irene has gone with friends from church. And we continue. The activities included getting to know your campus, finding your classrooms, and learning how to read the bulletin board in the classroom. So it seems like you're learning some new things at this school.
That's right. And we see that word there, bulletin board. And it's from our word bank. A bulletin board is an area where you put announcements. So if there's something important that you want the students to know at school, you would put a piece of paper with the announcement or the information on it, and then everyone that walks past the bulletin board can read it.
That's right. And sometimes a classroom might have a bulletin board inside, like I just said, or often the bulletin board will be outside of every classroom. Maybe there's one big bulletin board that everybody can go and see. So you can read the bulletin board and see what is on the bulletin board.
Well, that wasn't the only thing she learned about. She also got to know more about her campus and how to find her classrooms. And we see that in the classroom, the students played bingo in small groups to learn more about each other. So it sounds like they had a really great time meeting other students and learning about one another.
That's right. And bingo, of course, is a popular game that many people like to play. Maybe you know how to play bingo as well. How do you play bingo, Carolyn? What do you need?
Well, you need a board with the letters B-I-N-G-O across the top. And then there are columns on your board and each space has a number in it, a different number, and someone else will call out the numbers, and as they call your numbers, hopefully you can make one line, a full line, and then you can win a prize.
That's right. That's the best part of bingo, is winning that prize. You're lucky if you win that prize. Well, of course, there are many ways to play bingo. Maybe instead of numbers, you can put the names of your classmates. Maybe that's what they did in Irene's class. Well, it's time for us right now to enjoy learning something new with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud, all about icebreakers. And then we'll go and see a review skit followed by Michelle in the Language Lab.
Normally, when a group of strangers is together in one room, it takes a while before they feel comfortable talking and sharing personal information with one another.
Well, it's natural. People want to protect themselves from getting hurt or embarrassed, so they behave in a cold and somewhat reserved manner.
But nobody likes being in an atmosphere like that. It's icy and uncomfortable.
Hey, sounds like the perfect time for an icebreaker. Icebreakers, also known as warm-up activities, are games or activities that are designed to help groups of people break the ice. That is, to encourage them to get to know one another better.
Icebreakers are great for people in groups who intend to work together as a team, like office workers and athletes.
They're also useful for building community, for freshman students moving into a university dormitory, for example.
And icebreakers come in all shapes and sizes. The most basic is probably just writing your name on a sticker and wearing it on your shirt. It's amazing how people will talk to you once they know your name.
Right. Friends, check the internet for fun and creative ways you can help people break the ice.
Ice 是冰，也可以指人与人之间的矜持。Break the ice 字面上是破冰，把冰打破，指的就是缓和紧张的气氛。当我们碰到陌生人的时候，我们往往会感到不自在，不知道说什么才好。这时候呢，如果一方打破沉默，开口讲话，那他就是在break the ice. 因此 icebreaker 就是破冰游戏。我们去参加某些活动时，参与的人呢，如果都互不相识，主持人就可以先来一个 icebreaker， 目的就是要透过游戏的互动，让一群不熟的人变得热络。在今天的课文，作者讲到他的女儿来到新的学校，学生分成小组玩冰果，增进对彼此的认识。这就是一个icebreaker. 这是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Now that's funny.
What's funny?
I'm reading about my friends that moved to the States.
Oh yeah, I remember. So, how are they doing?
Well, their daughter is in junior high school. It's not easy.She needs to overcome some difficulties.
How is she dealing with it?
Fortunately, the family has detailed instructions. They're following them step by step.
Good. But why were you laughing?
Each semester, the school holds an orientation for new students.
For students to learn about the school? Why is that funny?
It's for students!But the parents wanted to go too.
What?
They were surprised when they weren't allowed.
Oh, that is funny.
So the daughter went with her friends.
Oh, that's good. Did she learn about the campus and the classrooms?
Yes, and she learned how to read the bulletin board. Oh. And even played bingo.
Orientation sounds like fun.
Yeah, I want to go.
Too bad it's just for students.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 self-discipline 这个名词。Self 是指自己， discipline 是指纪律，所以 self-discipline 是指自律或者是自我约束。例如 to become a great athlete requires determination and self-discipline. 要成为一位伟大的运动员需要决心和自律。它的形容词是字尾加上 ed, self-disciplined, 意思是指自律的。例如 he lives a self-disciplined lifestyle, 他过着自律的生活方式。最后我们看的是 bulletin board, 这个名词。bulletin 是指公告或公报。Board 是指板子，所以 bulletin board 是指公布栏。例如 ，Our poster was taken off the bulletin board. 我们的海报从布告栏上被拿下来了。或者是 ，The time and the location of the meeting will be posted on the bulletin board. 会议的时间跟地点会张贴在公布栏。And let's return to our teachers now.
Today we've been talking about Pauline's daughter and how she was able to adjust to life in this junior high school in the United States. And it's not easy when you are a transfer student going to a new school. Have you ever transferred schools before? Are you a transfer student? Gabe, have you ever had to transfer schools?
Well, I did go to a school in the United States for sixth grade and also for my third year in high school, but I also came back to my original school. Carolyn, have you ever been a transfer student?
I actually haven't been a transfer student. I lived in the same town almost my entire life and never had to switch schools.
Well, it seems like we haven't had that experience too much, but maybe you have been a transfer student. We want you to talk about that. Talk about your experience.In English. Right now it's time for us to say goodbye, but we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you then.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
So, tell me again why we're going to your dad's old office.
I want to find an old photograph that I saw in his desk drawer. It's a photo of him and Debbie. I want to show Sherry tonight. Okay, here we are. This is the building here. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
That's my uncle going in the front door, which means he's back from the States.
I thought you'd be glad to see your uncle again.
Not a chance. He and his friends tried to cheat my father out of our family business. When my father found out, he fired my uncle.
I'll bet your uncle wasn't too happy about that.
You're right. He was extremely angry, especially because he lost face with everyone. He decided to leave the country and go to the U.S. for a while. But before he left, he promised he'd come back and take revenge on my family.
So now he's back and...
You can be sure he's up to no good. Come on, I have an idea. We can go in the back way to see what he's up to.
I'm always ready for a little bit of excitement. Okay, I'm right behind you.
Okay, follow me. We're going to have to climb over this fence to get to the back stairs.
What? Are you crazy? I might ruin my brand new Calvin Kleins.
So, I'll buy you a new pair. Now shut up and start climbing. We don't have much time.
Why is Junfan's uncle back from the States? Join us again for more mystery and intrigue in our next episode of The Stranger.